quite an extraordinary Good Morning Angels today, because we don't often do this kind of Good Morning Angels to do with animals. Something surely very, very close. If you know me, you'd know this, very close to my heart. And I know a lot of people that interact with us on social media during the course of the mornings, same thing. And this is a case that you may have seen before on TV. You may have heard about this. How much do you know about it, though? How common is it? And I'm talking about canned lion hunting and then subsequently the lion bone trade. Now, joining us for Good Morning Angels on the show this morning, firstly from the NSPCA, Meg Wilson. Meg, good to see you again. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And also Dr. Peter Caldwell. Dr. Peter, good morning. Thanks for joining.
Good morning, Martin.
I'm going to start with you, Meg. We're talking about two specific beautiful little cubs this morning that were confiscated by yourselves, the NSPCA, from a farm in the Lichtenburg area in April. Explain to me what happened that specific day. What did you see when you get there, when you got there?
So we received a complaint by an anonymous complainant with a photograph of lions that had no hair on their bodies that looked like they were suffering from mange, which is indicative of a parasitic condition. So when we got to the farm, there were in excess of 100 predators. 27 of them had mange or a skin condition and little hair on their bodies, and all living in parasitic conditions, no water, no shelter in some of the camps, and overcrowded.
These two particular cubs that you then eventually confiscated could not even walk. They were crawling by their front paws.
Yeah, they could not stand up. They were bobbing continuously. They looked like they had a neurological condition similar to that of what dogs get in the final stages of distemper. And they were sitting in their own fecal matter. They couldn't move away from their own fecal matter.
Why would you say that is?
There was obviously something clearly wrong. They had no control of their body. They couldn't use their normal reflexes.
We're going to talk to Dr. Peter exactly about that and why, what brought that condition on. So these animals were in a horrible condition. They were definitely not healthy. Why were they there? Why did this farm have 100 predators badly looked after?
Well, the lion industry is a very, very cruel and horrible industry. You have, from birth to death, these animals generally go through a completely unnatural life. They're there just to make money. They're a commodity. So their value to their owners is just that. Just how can I make money off these
Break animals? It down for me in simple language. They breed these lions.
They breed these lions. They take the cubs away from the mothers within 3 days of birth.
3 days.
3 days. They hand rear these cubs and feed them formulas that are generally not nutritious enough for healthy development.
But they don't need to be healthy, actually.
Well, they don't if you're looking at the lion bone trade in particular. Yeah. They also then put them into cub petting, which is conditioning these animals to get used to human touch. When they're not cute anymore and they can't be petted anymore, they then go into lion interaction, so walking with lions. And then when they're too dangerous for that, they go into canned hunting. And that's, well, they call it high wall hunting to make it sound pretty. It's not pretty. These animals have been conditioned to know humans, so they don't run away. It's not hunting. It's people coming and killing these animals. That's all it is.
So you pay an amount of money, I'm guessing it's a handsome amount of money, to come in and shoot a lion that is used to humans, so it's not really going to run away. Because it was petted as a cub. It was then in the walk with lions trade. And then you shoot the lion because it's going to make you feel like a bigger man or something. I don't get it at all. In my eyes, you're a lesser man by far. Mm-hmm. So that you can get the picture, I'm guessing, with the dead lion.
Yeah.
And then what happens to the lion then?
So then the lion is harvested for its bones.
So just for a moment, just take in this process, this evolution, if you want to call it that. Firstly, taken away from their mothers at 3 days. Then you go and pet the lion, the little cub, and then take a picture of you touching a little cub's head and rubbing it, right? Then when it gets too dangerous for that, it then goes into a program they call Walk with Lions, and we often see this as well, where people then get to walk with a lion. which is not really a lion at that stage anymore. It's a domesticated cat that then gets. So it's like your dog. Imagine this happening to your dog. You charge people to come and touch your dog's head. Then when the dog and the puppy gets too rough, then you get to walk with your pet dog, and then you take money from someone to shoot your dog. This is it. Did I describe that?
Pretty much.
Is it worth putting out a proviso at this point in time? Because when this promo went out yesterday, I saw the mails and the tweets already start coming in from people saying, be careful when taking on this topic because it's not all farms that have lion on it. Is it worth just pointing that out? Not all farms or spaces, private people with lions are bad.
No. I mean, I think you do have responsible lion owners who have a fairly natural environment for their lion.
Yeah.
But there are in excess of 400 lion farms in South Africa.
400?
400 lion farms in South Africa.
And how many of those 400 lion farms would you say are rotten?
I think a lot of them are. I think if you look at what their intention is, it's to make money. So we're going to exploit these animals.
Meg, what kind of people do this? What kind of people want to pay money to go and shoot a malnourished lion that was made to get used to people so it doesn't run away and then you feel like you've hunted a lion? Who does this? Foreigners?
It's foreigners. It's local people.
South Africans?
South Africans. And it's indicative of our polity and our society, and it's quite a scary thought.
And you know what? I don't want you to feel when you've already done this, okay? You've already gone out to these lion farms and you've petted the lion and you've had the picture taken with the lion cub. I think a lot of people didn't know.
Yeah.
But a lot of people didn't know that they're part of that horrible process.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's so much, you know, putting up these banners in front of these places that say this is for conservation.
Conservation.
And this is that the mother rejected the cub. Lionesses are excellent mothers. There's no way that so many lionesses are rejecting their cubs.
Never. Never, 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 never. How do you know, though, whether it's a reputable lion owner farm or not?
If they're open to public interaction, it is not reputable.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Cares.
Good morning. Our first guest that I introduced to you is Meg Wilson from the NSPCA. They do some horror discoveries, let me tell you something. And the latest one is two lion cubs that were confiscated from a farm in Lichtenburg area that were basically bred for canned lion hunting. And then eventually their bones will be sold off to the lion trade. And it all starts with an innocent picture of you petting the little cub's head because it's seemingly cute and taking a picture with it. And then when they get too rough for that, you get to walk with lions. And by the time they get shot and killed, they're so used to humans, so it makes it easier for people to shoot them because they won't really necessarily run away like they would in the wild. These two particular cubs, and this is a good place to bring in our next guest this morning, is Dr. Peter. Welcome on the show and good to see you again. What exactly was wrong with these two cubs when they came in and then you're caring for? Why couldn't they walk?
Martin, they came in a condition what we call cachexia, which is totally a complete neglect of dehydration. They had an infection called meningoencephalitis, which was a bacterial infection that they got in their brain and their spinal cord as a result of pure neglect, and their immunity was totally compromised. And when they presented, they were dehydrated. They couldn't move any of their muscles, including their tongue muscle, couldn't move. They couldn't drink water. They couldn't eat. They couldn't do anything. These animals were in a total state of neglect and compromised to an extent that they were almost dead. They were in what we call hypervolemic shock.
Meg, when you confiscate an animal like this from a farm owner, what do they say to you? Mm. It doesn't take a doctor, with all due respect, to tell you that these animals are in a horrible, horrible condition and dying. They couldn't move. I unfortunately saw the videos. You can't unsee it. But they drag themselves by their front paws and they can't use the tongues. And it's just, what do they say to you? You say to the farmer, What's going on? What do they say to you?
There's a whole lot of excuses that we get in the field. One being, oh, it happened this morning, or they didn't realize that it happened, or their farm manager hadn't told them, or they've gotten vet treatment for it, and the vet treatment clearly isn't working. But then they don't take further action after that, and yeah. In their minds, they've done something.
How can we stop this? Do you take these people to court?
We have laid charges against this particular farmer, and we will lay charges against farmers that we find. Bearing in mind, we have a wildlife protection unit that has 3 staff members in currently that are responsible for every single lion farm in this country.
3.
No other organization.
You're the owners, so three people. How can we help you?
We obviously.
How expensive are these court cases? How expensive is it to get out there and do these investigations?
Well, court cases can take years. It's back and forth in court. We know our court system often postpones cases. It's traveling back and forth. In this case, it's Lichtenburg, which is at least 3 hours away from us. So the financial burden on the NSPCA is huge, not
huge.
Just in court cases, but in inspecting the farms as well around the country.
Dr. Peter, what is your reaction to people who say they're doing it for conservation or research of lion? What are they researching?
I can't see any value of breeding a lion in captivity. If you look at my experience working with wild lions and lions in Big 5 game reserves, already we have a contraceptive program for these animals in the wild to prevent them from breeding, because when they have cubs, we have nowhere to place them. There's no other game reserve that wants them. There's too many lions in the country. There is no reason to be breeding these lions in captivity for any reason, and no research, if they say they're doing research for artificial insemination or anything like that, there's no reason. These animals breed well enough on
their own.
They're fine. They don't need any help.
The jungle is happening. All right. The boat is rocking all by itself. You don't need to help a lion breed.
You don't
need to breed a lion. It's like having a rabbit farm because you want to breed rabbits for the sake of conservation. You don't.
Yeah.
They're doing well by themselves. In your experience, how many of these crooked farms are there? You must have seen cases come in as well, because you don't only look after these 2 little cubs.
I've literally seen
cheetahs and tigers and
all species, and specifically carnivores, because that's my special interest. Cheetahs, lions, caracals, servals are being exploited by private farmers, breeding them in captivity, not knowing about genetics, inbreeding these animals. As I said to you the other day, even if they have one that is okay, it's worth it for them. So they got 3, 4 that die from neglect or something. Yeah. One is okay because they get enough money for it.
And if you're just going to, have something around to have it shot and killed, you're probably not going to spend too much money looking after it. Let's be honest.
No.
It doesn't have to be that healthy. It doesn't even have to run.
No.
It just has to walk around a cage and then you shoot it.
That's correct. It costs a lot of money to feed these animals, and they're not going to put that much money into it. No.
So these 2 little cubs, do they have names yet? They don't have names yet.
They don't have names yet.
Are they going to be okay?
They're going to be okay. It's a long road to recovery, but we're working on it, and they're showing amazing progress in their medical condition.
And vets are expensive. Sorry, Dr. Peter. Vets are not the cheapest things.
Domestic vets are not cheap. Never mind.
So just get your head around this for a moment. The costs of fighting this enormous problem on our continent must be huge. Not only are we talking about court case costs, so you've got to pay attorneys. Now you've got to pay vets and wildlife vets to look after these animals and to rescue them and to bring them back to walking, in this case of these 2 little cubs. They're gorgeous. It's a male and a female, a lioness. And so the costs that you are running, how much do you think does one case like this, from the moment you confiscate like cubs like these to a prosecution, hopefully? Thousands and thousands of rand.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah, at least. It's just enormous. So at this point in time, I think it's a good time for us to bring in our very first angel this morning. Wynand Beerkus van We Buy Cars. Wynand, as you now luister, meister Jesse, Adira Lewis. Ongelooflik, kan jy glo dat mense so na 'n dier kyk of nie?
Môre Martin, ja, dis 'n hartverskeurende storie. Ek bedoel, die wildlewe in Suid-Afrika is so eie aan ons, en dit is wie ons is, en ons moet dit beskerm.
So jy luister na die storie en jy weet al het geld nodig en dit doen ongelooflike werk en die NSPCA, they have the jurisdiction and the mandate to stop this horror from happening, but they need money. Do you want to be an angel this morning?
Ja, verseker, Martin, dis 'n groot voorreg vir ons. Ons wil graag van WeBuyCars se kant af vir julle R50,000 skenk om hierdie baie belangrike en wonderlike werk by te staan. En ons hoop ons kan 'n verskil maak en dit kan 'n verskil maak in hierdie twee liewe se lewens ook. En ja. En ek hoop hierdie bewusmakingsveldtog motiveer ander organisasies en individue om julle by te staan. Dis baie belangrik en ons baie dankie vir al julle werk.
So, thank you, that is so amazing.
Yeah, very cool. Does he get to name one of the cubs for 50,000
rand? Oh, definitely. You can come and visit them and name them.
It's the only time that you should throw money at wildlife, and that is really protecting them from yes, horrible humans.
Absolutely.
And so you can name the one cub. How's that? Do you want to think about it?
Ons het gedink ons wil graag die mannetjie 'n naam wil gee en ons sit so 'n bietjie om dit bietjie op te beere storie wat ons genoem ons wil die leeu mannetjie Carlos noem.
Carlos.
So hy aan we buy cars, ja.
That is so cool. Okay, so 50,000 rand, that at least is another case to fight this horror from happening. And what we want to do from Good Morning Angels' side is match that.
Oh my word. Thank you so much.
We're not going to name a line. What I'm going to do next is I'm going to ask anybody listening this morning, and with your blessing, Dr. Peter and Meg, if you come forward and you match that 50,000 rand this morning, that We Buy Cars now gave, that we're going to match from Good Morning Angels' side. If you come forward and match that, you can name the little lioness. How's that? His name is Carlos. maybe you can come up with a better name for the lioness. Really. Like it hasn't been through enough. I'm kidding. I'm teasing. So listen, if you want to come forward this morning with another 50,000 rand, and I know somewhere there's a company, a truly South African company that wants to also fight this horror, that wants to protect our lion and help the NSPCA save more of these little lives and prosecute these people. It's important to get a prosecution here. It's important to get a sentence here because people are thinking, hey, listen, everyone's doing it. Mm-hmm. Why aren't I doing it? I also don't understand why people aren't being named and shamed. I'll tell you what, if this was human abuse, and you know, am I right, Felicity?
Absolutely.
If this were human abuse and you know that there are institutions that are accommodating abuse like this, they would be named and shamed.
Yeah. Every newspaper, on all social media, it would be out there. People would know exactly who these people are. The exact same thing needs to happen.
I would love for that to be the next step at some point for people. You know the difference between something being right and something not being right. It's for those places to be exposed and prosecuted because it is abuse and it's wrong. 100,000 rand so far this morning for the NSPCA to fight this. And if you want to be next, you can WhatsApp us 084-850-0942. Guess who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
You will not believe who's on the line.
Who's
an old friend to the show, Bonnie Cooper from Roman's Pizza.
Yay!
Bonnie, is everybody? Hello. Is your staff that excited to hear from you every day as I am when I hear your name?
Well, I should hope so. That's right.
All right, Bonnie. We know and love you from amazing work that you've done with Good Morning Angels, the festive edition. Have you been listening to the story this morning?
I have. It's heartbreaking. I have. I've been in tears already this morning.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. Do you want to be an angel?
I'd love to be an angel. Well, Roman's Pizza would love to be an angel.
How?
Well, we'd like to give you 50,000 rand and match you by cars.
Yay!
We Buy Cars and Roman's Pizza Angels this morning. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Thank you, Roman's
you
Pizza.
You are very welcome.
Now, We Buy Cars named the male lion Carlos. What would you like to name the little lioness?
We would like to name the little lioness Ivana. And it means brave fighter.
I love that.
Love that name.
You see, We Buy Cars? No. So there you go. Bonnie, thank you so much for that. Ivana. Much appreciated.
It's a big pleasure. You're welcome. Thank you for all the good work that you do. We really appreciate it.
Always good to hear from you. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you. Lucky day. Bye.
From Roman's Pizza there. So 150,000 Rand this morning is a good start.
It's an amazing start. We are so humbled, absolutely humbled by this.
Okay, so how else can we help? If people want to get in touch, they can go and push the donate button on jacarandafm.com, and we'll also put a link up, Diane.
Yes.
Of the SPCA's.
Yes, you can just go on jacarandafm.com, click on Breakfast with Martin Bester, the Good Morning Angels, and there you will find the NSPCA's link. And on their page, you can also donate directly to the NSPCA.
Thanks, Meg, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We will support you till the end of days, and I hope that your squad of three can also grow
if
this fundraiser blows up.
Absolutely.
That you can have more people that can go and confiscate abused animals and help them and place them in the amazing care of this amazing man, Dr. Peter, and stop this abuse from happening. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much.
We do appreciate it. And I know that you've done a lot of this, Dr. Peter, out of your own pocket.
Yes, I have. Most of it is out of my own pocket, yes.
Are you happy with the names?
I'm happy with the names because I think it's very significant from the support we're getting.
Mm.
Watch the video. We took the camera crew out to these two little lion cubs. Yes, it's heartbreaking, but you need to see it. And as you can tell, always on Good Morning Angels, there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. So far, 150K. I'm going to leave it at that for now on air. But please... please, go and chat to your CFO, go chat to your CEO, chat to your company, the marketing director, or maybe it's you. Make another donation if you can. It'll be appreciated on jacarandafm.com.
Martin, jy en jou span, ek wil net sê julle is ongelooflike mense. Jo, ek huil nou so maar, ek is so trots en so bly mense help nog.
Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.